Basically, you're looking for growers. Explain why.
We're excited to announce trial opportunities for promising USDA ARS Citrus Scion selections. Rather than traditional replicated field trials at ARS sites, ARS has solicited the assistance of New Varieties Development and Management Corporation to engage growers in this field trial process. The program will be a cooperative effort between growers and USDA in order to generate real-world data very early in the process. They've really broken this into three groups. There are orange and orange-like selections. There are mandarin hybrids, and then there are a couple grapefruit, and we're looking for trial sites for each of these groups. The orange-like hybrids are they're complex hybrids that are not pure sweet orange, but they've shown some tolerance to HLB, and the flavor volatiles and other characteristics are very similar, in fact, in many cases, indistinguishable from sweet orange. There's a number of selections in there. We're looking for six trial sites, and they're all early ripening around the same time as Hamlin. There are four in that group plus two additional controls that we would ask the growers to plant. There is a group of mandarin hybrids that have been selected for their exceptional quality and for their apparent increased tolerance to HLB compared to other tangerine varieties, and there are six mandarin hybrids in that suite. They do have some seed, but otherwise have all of the easy peel, high flavor, good productivity characteristics that we would be looking for. And then there are a couple grapefruit hybrids that have mild flavor. They are white-fleshed, and we're trying to do a trial to induce a red mutation. So we're looking for places and trial sites to put out those trees in hopes of identifying a red selection from those. So any growers that are interested in participating in this program should contact New Varieties Development and Management Corporation office. At phone number is 321-214-5214, or email me at pchairs, which is PCHAIRES at nvdmc.org.
What really then is expected of the growers themselves?
The growers would be contributing the grove space and the caretaking, and also asked to cover the cost of the trees. USDA has developed the material. They have it ready and available. They've produced the trees. They have everything ready to go out, but they do need some reimbursement for the cost of the trees, and would ask the growers to donate the caretaking. Essentially, the growers would be, their efforts would be contributing to the identification of varieties that may have commercial value to the industry.
And any kind of a time frame here, deadline or anything?
We have not set a specific deadline, but we're looking for six trial sites of each, a couple of them. We have two or three, so I would say at the earliest possible time, because as soon as the six slots are filled up, we're going to move the trees to the field.